الذين اصطفى اما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم هو الذي ارسل رسوله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله صدق الله العظيم All praises are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the choicest blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be upon his most beloved Nabi, our leader, Hazrat Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We thank and praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the numerous bounties and blessings he has bestowed upon us. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to continue showering us with these blessings and bounties through his magnanimity, through his generosity, through his graciousness. We in turn, my brothers, are so sinful and so disobedient that we are not actually deserving of any of these blessings. But we must ask Allah Ta'ala to make us conscious of these blessings, give us the opportunity to make shukr and also to overlook our sins and our disobedience and not to deny us and deprive us of the blessings. The blessings are numerous. The blessings are innumerable, uncountable. So therefore, those we know and those which we do not know. As long as we stick to the aspect of shukr, inshaAllah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will continue increasing us. And there's no one sitting here in this masjid who says, I don't need any of the blessings of Allah. We all need blessings of Allah. I've heard a person say, you know, I've got so much wealth, I don't think I need more. Right? But you still need health, you still need eyesight, you still need your heart to function, you need all the different limbs in your body to function. All these are the ni'mats of Allah. So maybe you say, I don't want one particular ni'mat, but others we want all the ni'mats all the time, inshallah. Respected friends and brothers, in these days, we are aware that most of the talks, most of the bayans, the themes are around the being and the personality of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And subhanallah, not only in our circles, but even amongst the non-Muslims. And thanks to those who took out those cartoons, that though they tried to denigrate Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, their own non-Muslim counterparts have taken it upon themselves to tweet and to advertise and to put placards on their buses and wherever else it might be, attracting the attention of their non-Muslim folk towards Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this, my respected friends and brothers, is one of the miracles of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is one of the miracles that his name will never be brought down. And it is one of the miracles of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that as people will try and run him down, the more Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will raise his status, elevate his name. And we're seeing that miracle right in front of us. The amount of good information and news we get from time to time, how people who were totally opposed to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam suddenly became ardent supporters. And those who knew nothing about him suddenly are very, very interested. So that is a miracle right in front of us. Last week we discussed that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put He has linked his mercy for those people who follow Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who have got taqwa, who have got iman, and who have got the quality of charity according to how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught it. يَتَّبِعُونَ الرَّسُولَ النَّبِيَ الْأُمِّ The mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is associated with the being and the actions of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The mercy of Allah ta'ala upon us is associated with the actions of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything about him is loved by Allah ta'ala. The actions that emanate from his body and his being are loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has made all those things the means of salvation, the means of success and good fortune for those who follow it. الَّذِينَ يَتَّبِعُونَ الرَّسُولَ النَّبِيَ الْأُمِّ Last week we discussed aspects of the qualities of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as mentioned in the Quran al-Kareem. And in the end of that ayat, the ayat was incomplete because time did not allow. But at the end of that ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, those who follow this Nabi with these qualities, أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ They alone are the ones that are successful. So there is no success anywhere else, my brothers. The success that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about is associated with the actions of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with the way of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A very interesting point was made by Hazrat Maulana Tariq Jamil with regard to the actions of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Apart from the fact that he says that the actions are so beloved that they form the basis of our salvation in the Akhirah. Anything else that is associated to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also becomes blessed and noble. No matter what that thing is, the minute it is linked to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we automatically look at it with a different eye, we regard it with a different view, we have a greater respect of it in our heart. Now, to explain this point, if you look in the Sirah Kitabs, there's a very interesting thing about Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that is that all the items that he used to use, he used to give them names. He gave names to the various items. So if you find that to such an extent the topi he wore, in the books of Sirah, there is a name given for that. The sword that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used, among the swords one we know, is known as Dhul-Fiqar. Likewise, we find the spear that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to use. There are three spears mentioned there in the hadith. They've got a name. And those names, for example, are called Safra and Roha and another third name. So that is the name that, and Baydam, there's a third name for the spears of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now all these names are given by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to these items. And these names have been recorded in the books of hadith and history and are spoken of with respect and reverence till the day of Qiyamah. Why? Because these are things belonging to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And these are names given by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So if somebody, for example, speaks about the camels of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he had four camels, we know, then their names, the famous one is known as Quswa. We all speak about Quswa. But besides that, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had other camels also. One's name was Awba, and another one's name was Shahba. In this way, we find that he had names for his mules. The one mule that we know that one of the rulers of Egypt, Muqawqas, had given him, and that that mule's name was Duldul or Daldal, however it is pronounced. And there was another one also. It is said it was given to him by the ruler of Abyssinia, Nigas, and that particular mule's name was, one was Duldul, and the other one's name was Fizza. That is the other name that has been given there. Likewise, we find Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was so humble, he even rode donkeys. And when he rode these donkeys, also he gave them names. This was the humility. If you look at today's rulers, they will settle for nothing less than a limousine. Yeah, nothing less than that. So we find Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loved horses. And the horse is also mentioned in the books of hadith. And the name is also mentioned there. The camel's names are also mentioned. The donkey's names are also mentioned. Ufair and Ya'fur. A very interesting thing that has been mentioned in the books of Sirah under the chapter of the miracles of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam regarding this donkey here, the one whose name was Ya'fur. It is said that when the occasion of Khaybar took place, at that time Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was distributing the spoils of war, and this donkey also came there. Now, one of the miracles of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam recorded in the books of Sirah in the chapter of miracles is that the animals did speak to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he spoke to them. We know the story of the camel that was being very, very badly labored by its master. It came to cry by Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is recorded in the books of hadith. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam called the master and said, "Don't you fear Allah Ta'ala? This camel is complaining about you, that you are overworking it and you are underfeeding it." In the same way, this particular donkey, the one whose name is Ya'fur, it is recorded with regard to him in the book of Sirah under the chapter of miracles, that when the distribution of the spoils of war was taking place, this donkey came forward itself in front of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Like we hear on the occasion of Eid al-Adha, when Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was making the qurbani on the last, he slaughtered 100 camels, 63 himself. And the camels came forward, all wanted to be slaughtered by him. That is also among the miracles of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So like how the camels came on that occasion, the donkey Ya'fur came. And it spoke to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and says, "I am the last donkey in my ancestry. And my ancestors also were ridden by Anbiya alayhi salam of the past. You are the last Nabi in the chain of prophethood. And I want you to be the last Nabi. And I want to be the animal that you ride upon. Subhanallah. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kept that particular animal for himself with the permission of those that this one is going to stay with me. And obviously he kept Ya'afur with him. And this was a very, very fascinating little donkey. Besides Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam riding on it, you know, sometimes you get to drive a little car that is not what we say according to our status. Don't feel bad about it. And our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam rode an animal which normally people look down upon. If you want to really run a fellow down, you say, are you a donkey or something? You know, if he's lazy or he doesn't listen or he's stubborn or whatever it is. But that is wrong what we are doing. Yeah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam rode a donkey. With the amount of, then this is the sign of his humility. It is said with regard to this animal here, I'm going to go on to another topic just now, if time permits. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sometimes used to use this donkey to run errands. If he had no one nearby him, it's mentioned in the books of hadith and seerah, then he used to command this donkey, for example, that go and call Abu Bakr or Umar or whoever it may be, radiallahu ta'ala anhum. This particular donkey used to go to the door, couldn't talk, to bang the door with its head. When Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu opened, for example, he said, the donkey of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, everybody knew it. He said, okay, you came to call me. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to go back. Subhanallah. That is also in the miracles and also shows us the, you know, this donkey is mentioned in the hadith, my brothers. Why? Who cares about the donkey? How we run a donkey down? But because our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam rode this donkey, we automatically now become associated. We suddenly have a love for this donkey. When Hazrat Hussein radiallahu ta'ala was on the battle of Karbala, at that time when the enemies wanted to kill him, he says that if the donkey of Isa alayhi salam were alive today, so that means Isa alayhi salam also rode a donkey. We know that when he came into Jerusalem, he was riding a donkey. If the donkey was alive, then the Christians would have given the greatest amount of respect to that particular donkey. I am the grandson of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today you are here, you want to fight with me. That was on the occasion of the battle of Karbala. The point we are making, my brothers, is anything associated to Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has been given the greatest amount of respect and has been spoken about with love and honor, even if it was a donkey. So if it's that were the animals of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then where in the world will the enemies ever, ever, ever get it right to denigrate him and to bring his name down? They'll never get it right. We speak of the name of that animal with respect. Well, anybody then should disrespect to the great name of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No, my brothers. So that is the lesson we have to learn, that that is how much we revere our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that even his animals, even the sword, whatever he owned, even the vessel, the utensil from which he drank, and the vessel from which he made wuzu, also their names are recorded in the books. This particular donkey, the day that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away, also recorded in the books of hadith and the books of seerah under the chapter of the miracles of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It went berserk. What does the donkey know that the master has passed away? It went berserk and it started running around wild in the streets of Medina. Everybody realized something went wrong. Those who knew, they knew. They were all in grief. This particular donkey finally lost itself and it dropped itself in a well. That if my Nabi has gone, if my rider is gone, there's nothing left for me to live. Subhanallah. The same incident we know about one of the Sahaba, I think his name Abdullah ibn Zayd ibn Abdi Rabbihi, radiallahu ta'ala. And when he heard about the demise of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was out somewhere. And he lifted up his hands and he said, oh Allah, if you have taken your Nabi away, then there's nothing else for my eyes to see that is worthy. Take my eyesight also away. That is how they were. This is the qurbani and sacrifices people gave for the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is the love the Sahaba ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhi wa sallam had for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that is the love we have for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in whichever way it may be. The other camel we spoke about, we'll conclude on that, is that this particular camel that once, whose name was Shahba, it was also from amongst those the animals that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam rode. On the occasion when his demise came, this camel just sat on its place where it was. It refused to eat. It refused to drink. And there was continuous tears running down. And then it passed away. Because my master has passed away. There's nothing else for me to live. That, my respected friends and brothers, is the kind of love the animals have. So we definitely got much more love for our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Come back to the initial part, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed the mercy, his special mercy, on those who follow the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As far as his actions are concerned, if there is so much of love of Allah for the actions, then we can imagine how much Allah will love us if we love the actions of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The following of the sunnah, alhamdulillah, on Wednesday night we had a talk by Maulana, our Ustad, and he emphasized on the importance of consciously following the sunnah. Anyone who follows the sunnah, do not mock at him. If a person is doing an act which he's not doing as a sunnah, and we make a mock of him, that's fine. But if a person is following the sunnah consciously, and if we make a mock of him, then we are very, very low. Who is here that will make a mock of that particular animal of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Who is here that will make a mock of the camel of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Who is here that will make a mock of the donkey of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? We'll say, hey, what's wrong with you? You know who you're talking about. You're talking about the donkey of my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the same way, my beloved brothers, we will not tolerate anyone who makes a mock of one single sunnah, one action that emanated from the noble body and the being of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So my respected friends and brothers, coming back to the aspect of attracting the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon ourselves, Allah ta'ala says, only they are the muflihun who make ittiba, that follow the way of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we discussed his qualities last week, al-Rasul, al-Nabi, al-Ummi, yajidunahu maktuban, the one who has been recorded in the previous scriptures. We gave two or three examples, and like we said, there are lots of other examples. Books have been written on that topic, which we're not going into now. Further, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ya'muruhum bil ma'ruf wa yanhahum anil munkar, that this particular Nabi, one other characteristic of his is that he commands and exhorts the people with ma'ruf. What is ma'ruf? Ma'ruf means all those actions that are known and regarded to be good. Not only in the deen, even out of the deen. Generally, people say this is a good action. So it includes all the fara'is, all those things that are compulsory, and all the other things that are permissible. Even other religions, we find sometimes, they have also got certain ma'roof, that means some good actions which they share with us. For example, take a thing like respect for parents. Every religion, every culture has got that, you must show respect to your parents. So this Nabi, he commands the people with actions that are good. And elsewhere in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given a full commentary of what the good actions are, whether it is performing salah, whether giving zakat, whether going for hajj, whether it is helping a Muslim brother, whatever it might be. Likewise, my respected friends and brothers, وَيَنْهَاهُمْ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ, and Allah says that this Prophet, another quality of his, he prevents and prohibits the people from that, what is known and regarded to be bad. There are certain actions, they are shameless, they are downright dirty, filthy actions. They are not acceptable by anyone, even if a non-Muslim will speak about it. He'll say, but how could you do such a dirty thing? How could you do such a filthy thing? In other words, by all human standards, it is regarded as bad. But munkar here, that not only includes that, it also includes all the other deeds, which are the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the noble tongue of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But all the Anbiya alayhi wa sallam did this work. Why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has been singled out? Why has this been regarded as a quality of his which he did share with the other Anbiya alayhi salam? It is because, being the last Nabi, the actions which he is teaching, which he is commanding, do not end with him. The miracle of the actions of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is this, that it will carry on till the day of Qiyamah. Today, if somebody sees a Muslim dressed in a certain garb, the sunnah garb, or doing any action that is sunnah, even if he doesn't have the sunnah garb, for example, and before eating he's in a place, he starts washing his hands, or whatever he is, he sits down and starts drinking water, and somebody sees him, they say, but why are you doing this? He says, I'm doing this because this is what my Prophet has commanded. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's miracle is this, that what he had commanded is a miracle that those who are going to follow later are going to be his ambassadors, that whoever sees that action, they will see him in that way, my respected friends and brothers. Therefore, as many sunnahs that we can bring and represent our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our lives, we must do it. We are part of that miracle. Let us have love for it, let us have respect for it, and let us enthusiastically, you know, advertise it wherever we can, because that is part of the miracle of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam's mission. And finally, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, he came and he has made halal. Allah ta'ala has made it halal, but Allah ta'ala declared it halal on the tongue of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. What? At-tayyibat. All those things that are clean, that are pure, that are wholesome, that are hygienic. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam came because there was a time people were eating all kinds of filth. And there were also some good things that Allah had made haram on certain people, like the Jews. Allah Ta'ala says, you can't eat the fat of certain animals, it's haram for you. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Sharia came and said, no, that is now halal for you people. So that is another quality Allah Ta'ala has mentioned in the Quran. It's a favor to mankind that those things that were initially regarded as haram have now been made halal. And likewise, he has made haram for those people on the command of Allah Ta'ala. What? That they consume those things that are filthy, dirty, and contaminated, impure. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came and made those things haram, saving the people from sickness, spiritual sickness, physical sickness, and difficulties, and whatever else it might be. Because in haram, my brothers, you must remember, be conscious about it. Anything that is haram, that is impure, we must abstain. There is goodness in it for our akhirat, for our ibadat, for our physical being, for our spiritual being, for our link with Allah Ta'ala. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came and said that you're not supposed to do these things. So Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala says, وَيَضَعُ عَنْهُمْ إِسْرَهُمْ. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam lifted all the shackles and he's lifted all the weights of these people. فَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِهِ. Those who bring iman, those who support him, those who defend him, those who assist him in whichever way it might be. وَاتَّبَعُوا النُّورَ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ مَعَهُ. And they follow that light that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came. What is this nur Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came with? He came with a light. He came with a nur. That is the nur of the Quran Kareem. That is the nur of prophethood. That is the nur of the sunnah. That is the nur of the only way that is accepted by Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. That is the nur upon which only the mercy of Allah will come upon those who adhere to this nur. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala says, then these people will be successful. Taking this last muflihun, right to the starting of this ayat which we discussed 2 weeks ago, that their success is this, that you will qualify for receiving the mercy of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. وَمَا عَلِنَا إِلَّا